check it out. Let's go.
You're in tune to the new routine. New podcast putting artists on the scene. Unsigned hype sounding oh so nice. Is the boy Redhead. Keep the dubs all right. About to make your neck hurt. Drew Baby and Big B bring the pressure. Courtesy of IDS Network. All y'all know when the clock just froze and you want something dope. It's the start of the show. Let's go. It's the baby. It's the baby. It's the baby.
What's going on, peoples? Welcome back to another edition of The Un. So good to be back with you. Seems like it's been forever. But we here. We got the crew. Got my man, Longfingers, with me.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. Oh, I got J-Dub with us today.
Yes, sir.
King, ain't it?
Whoa, I don't know about King.
Man, you King, CEO of all things ignorant.
Guilty.
I'll allow it. And y'all know we had, oh my goodness, Miss Drew Baby.
Hello. What does it do?
What does it do?
What does it do?
I thought she was about to do the Miss Cleo.
Hey, somebody was sitting here now. Because I have lint on my mic and I don't do those type of things. Lint and shit. Like, wow. What the fuck? What's going on with my motherfucking mic?
Hey, listen.
Wow.
Listen.
You supposed to have some type of drape over this shit that says Drew Baby.
Somebody got some linty breath.
Exactly.
I'm working on it.
I'm working on it.
So, how y'all been? How's everything been going?
Good.
Since we last met?
Bumping.
Man.
Rocking, rolling, reeling.
Do y'all realize since we last met, later on that day, we found out Nipsey died. So, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time
ago. March 31st.
Mm-mm. Wow. That is definitely something. But you know what, though? It moves, like... Time just really moves so damn fast.
It does.
Because honestly, when you put that into perspective, I feel like that was like a week ago. Like,
yeah.
Two weeks ago.
I'm not tired of saying anything about him either. I'm not even tired. Keep it coming.
You find out so much more about him.
Yeah.
After, you know, which is unfortunate. You find out so much more about him after his death. Mm-hmm. You know, just the stuff that he was doing in the community. Like, he was really a multifaceted dude, a lot more than what was advertised when he was here. And that's unfortunate that we don't give people flowers, as they say, you know, while they're here.
Yeah. What's the famous words? You're nobody till somebody
kills you.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It sucks. But, hey, that's how it happens. But, we got to get this show going because we got a lot of things going. We're about 20 minutes off schedule. And we're going to keep it moving. First and foremost, y'all know before we do anything to the show, we have to find out what's in niggas' rotation. Who wants to jump out there first?
Me. I'm going to jump out there because... I've been on my, I don't want to say neo soul, maybe some R&B. I don't know. It needs to be a new classification for the type of music that I've been listening to. But I've been getting into TDE's artist. Is it TDE? Yes, TDE. What's his name? What's his name? My man. Kendrick Lamar's label. Sir, S-I-R. I listened to him just off the humble, heard a song, and was like, oh, okay, yeah, this cat is cool. And then I heard it again not too long ago, and I was like, you know what, let me just go and dig into this man's catalog of music. He's been doing this since like 2014, 2015, I believe. And everything that I've heard has been... Yeah. So I think people who have not got into Sir, get into him. The song that made me revisit his whole little catalog was All in My Head. And the lyrics, lyrical content is on the one. It's relative. It's situational. It's relationship. Chanel. So, yeah, get into that man right there.
Pause.
There we go. We pause it. I gotta remember. I gotta pause too. But yeah, that cat's pretty dope. Pretty dope. Mm-hmm. Wait. I got a couple more. Radiant Children. Get into them. They're a UK-based group. Nobody out of the UK. I've never heard anybody out the UK that could not sang. Not sing, but sang. These Bammers is like, yeah.
Radiant Children?
Radiant Children. Mm-hmm.
I don't like Goat Girl.
I like...
Goat Girl. What's the chick's name?
Sounds like a porno.
Oh, you talking about Marsha and Brushes?
She sounds like a billy goat to me.
Oh, okay. But you want to know what? No. I get what he's saying, even though he's coming from a girl. But I think that when it comes to her voice, it's more of displaying a vocal. It's a vocal range. It's things that she can hit that a normal person that sings can't. You know, so I think that's what she brings to the music industry. Stop it. But Radiant Children is one. Her name is Etta Bond. Etta Bond is get into her if you never heard of her. And who else? What's my man? I just got into him. He's with it's gonna come to me. I'll probably put it at the end of the show. But yeah. Get into those three and then
pause. I have been on my rotation has been on Stuck. That motherfucking Jim Jones El Capo.
That's a good album.
Really?
That's a good album.
Every time I'm thinking
really? Same reaction I gave you when he told me that shit. Yo,
yeah,
this nigga told me the shit, and then this nigga text me this shit.
Really?
That's a good album.
Why y'all ain't text me?
Wow.
Oh.
Because you was at work.
Right.
Pow, pow! You so irritated.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that... The most solid Dipset project ever. I would actually challenge someone to take a compilation of all Dipset work and put it on one album, and I'll put it up against this album.
It's good.
Confessions of Fire.
Really? What makes it good, though? I need to know.
It's a very... The word that keeps coming to mind when I listen to this is it's a mature project.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Jim ain't rapping silly dumb shit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, these songs have message, thought. The features on there are so
ridiculous,
craftily put together.
Oh.
And then it almost has sort of that Jordan effect in the sense that this project was so, like I said, mature, even Cameron had to step his shit up.
Okay.
Like, I really haven't heard Cameron rap like this, like he put down on this album.
Oh, so you're saying he's on the album, but you hear that
he's on, I think, two or three songs, mm-hmm. And it's like, you ready for Cameron to do his regular silly okie dokie hopey ropey.
When did this come out?
A couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Probably 2 weeks, yeah.
Oh, so I'm not that behind. Okay, I'm going to check it out. What's the name of the album?
El Capo. Couldn't
the feature list on there is ridiculous. Got Jade on there, Fab.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ross. Conway on there. Rick Ross. Yeah. Who else did I hear on there? I can't even remember.
I mean, J-Dub hit me. Was hitting me to some stuff that had come out. And I was like, have you heard that Jim Jones? He was like, yeah, B let me hear it. And I was like, yeah.
But B hasn't let me hear it.
Yeah, nah, he called me. I forgot where. He might have been on his way to work. And he's like, yo, he's like, you gonna laugh, but nigga, you need to listen to this. I'm like, what is you talking about? He's like, nigga, Jim Jones dropped. I'm like, Jim Jones? We talking about the same Jim Jones?
The source that I found out about it from was the most unreliable thing ever. Because this cat that I know through somebody else, like, I followed this dude on Facebook, and I don't know. I really, to this day, don't really know why. Because, like I say, 98% of the shit that he posts just makes me like, what the fuck are you talking about? Mm-hmm. But he put that up there, and for some reason, I was like, he put and said, this is going to be the album of the summer. Mm. And I looked, I was like, I looked at it, I said, this nigga here. And just to keep with that 98% theme, I said, let me listen to this shit. Whew. I want a motherfucking drive to New Orleans and say, damn, bro, you got one right.
Wow.
That is good.
Mean.
I concur. That's a good album.
Definitely give it a listen, man. You don't even got to be a Dipset fan. If you are a hip-hop fan.
Okay.
Because it's not, it's man. Listen.
Okay. Something for everybody on there.
It's like the samples and stuff that they use, for the tracks. Real soulful stuff.
Really?
It's nice.
Yeah, the vibes on it. Yeah, the vibes on it.
It's giving, you know how like Kanye used to grab, exactly. Is it giving like that?
It's that kind of vibe.
Okay.
Real soulful stuff, like stuff I haven't heard used before. It was good.
Heatmakers did the whole thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they did the whole thing.
Damn it, Jim. Okay. Damn it, Jim.
So, I actually came across an album. So, I've been on my neo-soul thing a little bit, too. And I came across an album that Amel LaRoe released like 5 years ago.
Which one?
I'm trying to remember the name of
it. What color is the album?
Was it?
Brave Bird.
Okay.
That one. Mm-hmm. And started listening to it, and how I got on that is they played one of the joints on the radio, and I Shazammed it, and I was like, oh, okay, I haven't heard this before. Let me go listen to the rest of the album, Afraid.
Oh, yes.
I hadn't heard it before, so I went and listened to the rest of the album, and I was like, man, this album is pretty damn good. So I've been listening to that, and I've been listening to that Jim Jones album because my man at work and put me on to it, told me they just got released. So I started listening to that. So those two things for me have been in rotation.
Afraid is Ice Cream Every Day.
Ice Cream Every Day, yeah. So that's a good album. If you haven't heard that album, and it was under the radar. She doesn't get a whole lot of promotion for her stuff anyway, but that's a very good album.
That album is smoke.
That's good. That's what's up.
I was very pleased to find that. That was that album that I found that her daughter does background for her.
I didn't know that.
And
okay.
Sounds exactly like her. And it wasn't until I saw them live, mm-hmm. Because matter of fact, even when in the show that I saw, she had her daughter sing something. I'm thinking to myself, why would you have a background singer that sound like literally could take your show over?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when she was like, this is my daughter, y'all. Everybody was like, oh, shit, because we all remember her daughter from little.
Yeah. That's like Erykah Badu's daughter, Puma. Puma mm-hmm. sounds like, I can see her sound like a mom.
Mm-hmm.
The little clip that they showed a few weeks back. Yeah. What about you?
Me? For real?
Oh, shit.
I've been all over the place. Mm-hmm. But the newest album is the Schoolboy Q album.
Okay.
Which I really, really like.
Okay.
I work with Q.
I
but for the most part, I've just been doing like singles and stuff. My boy Freddie Gibbs just dropped the track.
Freddie Gibbs sent
the link. He dropping that album with Madlib
mm-hmm.
this month, June 28th, mm-hmm. Bandana. But yeah, he just dropped probably the second single off of that joint. I can't even think of the name of it right now. The track's pretty dope. That sample was crazy on there.
The sample was crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, he texted me out of the blue. I was like, you need to listen to this Freddie Gibbs joint.
Hey, so being that we are like a little family now, can you please hit
me? Include you on the text?
Yeah, include Absolutely. Me, like, instead of, going on me on the text.
Wow.
Include me on the text. Wow. Thank you. Hints. I am the origins of why we're together today. Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get it together.
No, see, we was having a regular conversation, and then we threw those things out there. That's how that happened. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't send me back a gif of somebody throwing up the middle finger. The most hilarious gif.
Sure didn't do that. All
right. So, let's get into some of the happenings.
Hold up, do that thing with your mouth again.
Going on again.
Do that.
I'll do it later for you.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wait a minute.
Pause. Halt.
Halt.
Skirt.
Who's going to kick it off?
I kick it off. All right. So unless you've been under a rock last week, you heard a big announcement about Jay-Z becoming hip hop's first billionaire. That's billionaire with a B. And this is accumulation of all of his investments and his music and so on and so forth. It was originally believed that Dr. Dre was hip hop's first billionaire, and you know, through some extensive reporting after that, Dr. Dre himself isn't a billionaire, but it is the value of those Beats headphones and all the other investors that makes it a billion-dollar company. But
right,
he himself
right.
is not a billionaire.
But
Jay-Z is really. His net worth is in the billions now.
Does that count Beyonce's bread or no?
Nope.
Oh, that's just all his
that
bread.
All I was surprised to find that she's so far behind him.
Well, she worth like two?
400 billion.
Right. Okay, well,
right.
shit.
She, as a matter of fact, Rihanna is
right.
past her.
Yep. What?
Rihanna is the
wow.
Is the
richest
is the
female
richest female
entertainer
right now.
Well, that was
Which, and one. I would not have expected that because I didn't think
right.
that Rihanna had.
Right, but
is,
once again,
but you gotta think about what she
once
got
again,
going
whose
on.
Hands is on that?
Right,
Hov.
Jay.
Right, exactly. So
that's going to do wonders for his management and all
right.
that.
Exactly,
because clearly he's shown whatever he touches turning gold.
Right, he has his well, business platinum. Acumen is not to be played with.
You know what's crazy though? Thing. I haven't heard of him signing any new like. Athletes, because you know he got that. He still got the sports agency.
Absolutely, he still got Durant. He still got a couple other people.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Durant in himself, that's money,
right? I remember Victor Cruz.
Although
was like
I'm pretty
the
sure
first dude.
He'd rather him not be sitting on the bench right now, but that's another story in itself.
Well,
but,
he know he about to get that bag anyway.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
he about to get that bag. So,
but yeah, that's
sucker ass sucker.
He is a sucker. He is a sucker.
Hey man,
that's for the sports talk show though.
No doubt. I'm gonna tell you what, man. Hats off to that dude because, from reasonable doubt, I was just like, I mean, shit. To me, that's still the template on. If you want to make a rap album,
absolutely.
You put on Reasonable Doubt. If you're still unsure, put on The Blueprint. But right there is like that's it. That is the key to success. Following that model and
right.
God, I knew from that point that dude was gonna be special. But goodness gracious.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what he said it, but I remember him saying, "What? I'm not a businessman. I'm a business man."
He is that.
Absolutely.
He released his album, you know, around the time that Biggie's first album came out, that Nas's album came out. So there were a lot of good albums mm-hmm. out at the time that Reasonable Doubt came out, and it still held its own amongst all of that.
Right. Did they redo that and get that 5 mics too? Right.
I don't think so. Not his album.
Okay.
I know they re-released it.
Right. They definitely re-released it, but I don't know if they re-rated it.
Okay.
Goodness gracious. Who's up next?
So, something weird from me watching the playoffs and stuff like that, and you see Drake all the time. I've never seen an artist, I mean, because he's an R&B artist to me. I've never seen an artist get a, he is an R&B artist, you know that damn well. Can't even sing that good, fuck. But I've never seen any type of artist of any kind get away with some of the shit he get away with. And I don't know if it's just because it's representing Canada or what.
I think that's what it is.
It's crazy how he could just run on the court, massage the coaches and all that up, which is cool. I don't give a damn. But
it was a meme that said that Drake wouldn't be a basketball wife. Absolutely. So
bad. He do. I'm telling you what. He got more money than a lot of them niggas, and he's still the biggest groupie out there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because Drake himself, you can't stray away from just being yourself. No matter how much money you got, it's certain things that's going to pull out yourself. And right. Basketball is one of his.
Right. And he always in the locker room when they shower. Like,
I don't think he'd be able to get away with that if he were an American-born artist. I think that at the end, Adam Silver's looking at this and says, yes, some of these antics are over the top. But now he's pushing this game into an international appeal because for all intents and purposes, Canada is another country.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of things that they're going to let slide because of who's involved.
Right.
You know, I don't think if Lil Wayne was doing that, I don't think that
was
going
to fly. I was about to say, y'all wait till next year. Wale going to be all on the Wizards sideline.
You stupid. Don't
rubbing,
do that.
Rubbing niggas and shit.
Speaking of sidelines, though, how about the whole Beyonce and Jay-Z thing?
Yeah.
Yo, so what happened with that?
So, okay.
So overblown, man.
What was the team's?
The Golden State Warriors game.
And the owner's wife was speaking over Beyonce talking to Jay-Z. Now, if you look at the video clip, and I'm not a Beehive fan, I'm not one of them, you know, all through the right. fucking timeline. However, I felt where she was coming from. Like, bitch, if you just tap me or something and ask, you know, ask me to ask him or something. But she was she was over top of her in her little 3 foot. That's her little sanctuary. Mm. You was all up and through that shit.
Oh, she violated her personal space.
You know, asking Jay-Z, and it was minor shit from what we get from the lady. She says when she was asking him if he wanted a drink and this, that, a third. But you were leaning like it was just too much. Like, ma'am,
it was a thing of if she could have, like, literally, like, elbowed Beyonce out the way. Like she would have done it.
That's how she was leaning over.
She was that much sort of.
Yeah, it was too much. It was too much. And I read under one of someone's comments, and they said that Beyonce, when she had adjusted her seat at the end of the lady doing all that, they were saying that she had slightly bumped her. No, it was Beyonce had a little coat thing over her shoulder, so the way it looked, it looked niggas make more than
right.
But my thing is this, ma'am, you are too fucking close. Like, why are you reaching over me? Like, I mean, why? Not even reaching over. Why are you linked with a T?
Right. Yeah.
All up she and through linked. My little area to talk to my husband mm-hmm. to find out what the fuck he want to drink. Mm-hmm. I'll relay the message.
Well,
pass a note.
So what's funny, and this is where I think it went too far. Like, she says that she was taking drink orders for both of them because they were her guests.
Beyonce ain't said not one word.
It don't look like they had a
Beyonce
conversation
said
at all.
Not one word.
That lady has since gotten death threats from rabid Beyonce fans and had to delete her Instagram account because people have been coming for her on social media. Death threats.
Nah, damn. But that's hold serious. Up. Though. What's so fucked up is how I was reading comments on somebody's page, and they was like, F all that. Jay-Z did the two-man wave, you know, when he was saying hi to somebody.
Yeah, like some little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was like a woman.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, what
girl.
Was that shit? I peeped that too. I was like, I'm a real suspect.
No, that was cool though, but it's just like,
They made a lot out of that. They made a lot out of that.
I mean, because it was like, you saw Beyonce's face, the zoom in. Did you see the zoom in of her face? Yeah. She's giving
she didn't look comfortable.
She didn't look comfortable at all. Right, right. The woman must have been doing, than what we saw, she may have been doing this.
You have to be able to read people's, facial features, their body language, their tones. You got to be able to read that because you can see where the point where it went from.
Right.
Stop. You know what I'm saying?
But and she had to be paying attention.
And
it was, to
at
it.
The point where she should have stopped, she dug in deeper.
Because she didn't give a fuck.
And that's what I'm
she
saying.
Did, she
that's,
has to pay attention. You have to pay attention to that. You have to be one. You have to want to care about what you're doing in right. order to pay attention to somebody's facial expression. Because
right.
Beyonce probably could have gave the and but, she still was doing what the fuck she was right. doing.
But all I'm saying is some people don't understand personal space.
At right? all. Yeah. At all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
it's very true.
You know, especially like, you know, when it comes to stuff like, oh, I like your hair, and they already got their hand in your hand, right. shit like that. Like, what the fuck? Right. Like, don't
there's a certain section random of society people just that feels a certain license to be able to do that.
Right.
And they don't, you know, it's crossing.
Because you got people that feel some way about energy and whatever's coming from the person right. that's
absolutely.
They protect their energy, you right. know? Like, I can touch your hair, and you know that I'm coming from a
absolutely.
Good space, you know, but nobody can just reach up and be like, hey.
Yeah, some of it is violation, and I think some yeah. people don't have, you know, that internal kind of awareness and be like, okay, yeah, I'm overstepping my bounds at that point. Clearly, that lady
some went. People feel privileged. They feel like they don't care.
Privilege
like,
is really the word. That's, yeah. that's really
you know,
word.
You got some people that was like, oh, I'm sorry. It's just that It drew me to it, however. Right. But you got some people that feel like they can do that.
Oh.
You know?
So, look, we're gonna jump out this segment, take a quick break. We're going to get back. We have our song challenge. And then we have a sort of an album review coming up next. Stay with us.
You know, baby, I realize we've had a lot of misunderstandings and some harsh words between us because I couldn't quite get it together. But I tell you something, I decided I'm going to go on and straighten up and fly right, you know, take care of business like I'm supposed to. Tell you what's happening, darling. This is what it's all about. Because I know if I take care of you, you're going to take care of me. And that's what I'm talking about.
Right
about.
On.
All right, welcome back, y'all. Hope you're still out there with us. So we're going to jump straight into this week's music challenge. Now, to vote on the music challenge for whoever you think won the music challenge, you can hit us up at 202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1IDS. You can leave us a short message of who you think won. You can go into detail, or if you feel that you have an artist and song that represents the topic better, you can send that in too. We will give it a listen and see what's up if there's something that we missed. So this week's topic was the opposite of last week's topic, which was female artists, most influential female artists that was formerly in a group, right? Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So this show is going to be male artists, most influential male artists formerly in a group. Okay. So
who won last week? I mean, last one.
I went all of them, dog.
Absolutely not.
I went all of them.
Technically, I'm the only one that has won one so far. I mean, you know.
Yeah, motherfuckers need to start coming in to vote.
Yeah, tell them, J-Dub.
Shit.
I mean, they push and play out there, but
exactly.
They're not sending that feedback.
Just listening
so.
To the shit and just not doing the homework and some bullshit. So.
But and the thing about it is, where I be hearing these jokers talk about music, I would think they had something to offer. But, you know, I mean, if you're a sucker, you're a sucker. I can't do nothing about that. But, okay, so anyway, Longfingers, pick a number between 1 and 4, please.
Tree.
Three?
He said tree.
God damn. You gonna call me out first.
Oh shit.
Pause. Alright, so my offering for this musical challenge is the great Luther
Vandross. Oh, that's right. I forgot he was in the group.
Had to do Luke. All right. The whole
night through. I feel like somebody sampled this before.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of people. I'm sitting there listening to it.
Beanie had a dope sample.
Yeah, we did.
Alrighty. So the group that Luther was with was Change.
Yep.
So many of their songs are mistaken for Luther songs. So
yes,
that Glow of Love.
Glow of Love, I thought was him.
Yeah,
it was them.
No doubt. So, all right. So that was my offering, Luther Vandross. All right, Long Fingers. One, two, or four?
One.
All right. And by picking number one, you call out J-Dub.
Oh!
One of these motherfuckers different.
Yeah!
Get a job, motherfucker. Is it some brother in a big hat thinking he can get any bitch with a good rap? Pulling in a fucked up Lincoln, leaning to the side so it looks like he's sinking.
Ignorance
is
fine. At
its finest.
As he dances with apologies. She's selling more button, don't even get a cut of the money. His name is Sonny, and he know to play, and hope to God that he don't find a runaway. That's looking to become a star. He'll have your ass in and out. You speak on your artist, sir?
I mean, he's still making music and movies to this day. You don't like
it, but you still call him. That's good that you said that, because a lot of people would overlook the movie aspect of it.
Right.
Because it is influential.
Right.
Calm down.
Who's the Mac?
So we should have said male artist. You said singer.
Oh.
I mean, if you want to get technical about shit, go on and be technical with the potato chips over there. All right.
I'm getting technical.
Long Fingers. One or four?
Four.
I mean, two or four. I'm sorry.
Four. You got that.
All right. And by doing that, you call out Drew Baby.
Oh!
Just Marvin Gaye.
Y'all did this. Really? This national anthem?
He did that
to
shit.
To this day.
He did that shit.
He did the best national anthem.
Yeah.
The most memorable. If it wasn't for Marvin, there would be no Kelly. Oh, Lord Jesus. There would be no Usher. There would be no Trey Songz. There would be none of the artists that's out who sing about sexuality and love and all that to this day.
I agree with that.
But yeah, I had to call him this morning. I said, we talking about singers or artists? And he's like, yeah, artists. I was like, all right, that's what's up.
He didn't clarify that, and I agree with that.
Fergie tried to do this, and it did not go well.
We don't bring up white people in this black people.
Wow. The same one recommending white British artists at the start of the show.
Why people? True. It's W-H-Y-P-O.
Why people?
P-O. Why people?
Oh, my God. So that leaves us with
Mr. Longfingers.
Why Mr. Longfingers. That's right. Himself. And his offering is...
Yeah. Y'all ready for this shit right here? What?
Really?
Please speak on this one.
Please.
I mean, is there any need? We all know what a legendary group the Commodores was in the 70s. And then we know what kind of career Lionel Richie went on to have once he left. And no song is more iconic of his solo career than this joint right here. And he says, hello, is it me you're looking for? What?
I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile.
Well, there you have
remember
it,
the blind girl? She was making the little,
the bust.
The bust in the video.
She got his jerry curl down.
He got his jerry curl down. Even the part where he combed down in the back.
We call that baby hair.
And I want to tell you so much. I love you.
All right. So there you have it. That is this week's music challenge. Once again, hit us up. Send your feedback. Let us know what you think. Definitely let us know who wins so we won't have this infighting that we've been having.
Man, y'all go ahead and just say I won it. Just don't waste your time.
It ain't no competition.
And then if you have, you know, an offering that's better, please put that out there. We would love to hear it. We are musical people. We would love to.
Okay.
Hear it.
Emphasis on the word influential. You can bring up any type of old school male artist that branched out of a group, but we need influences. We need something that can date back to that artist to be like, you know what? Damn, they do have a little, you know, reasons why so-and-so or, you know.
They've played Hello in a whole bunch of different commercials and all kind of stuff. Hello is the joint.
Yes,
you still lobbying for your shit?
I am out here lobbying.
Just because they made a Straight Outta Compton movie.
I mean, well, this is true.
Yeah. They made a... They birthed a whole bunch of R&B babies from mine.
First of all, not only were probably all of us in this room birthed by my artists, but he also... being that it is Gay Pride Week.
I didn't want you to touch that. I did not want you to touch that.
Microphones, people. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Uncalled for.
He crossed that barrier, man.
He's a big blob in the sound wave.
Golly. Saying.
There's so many pauses needed on that one guy that's proud
of fuck.
Cross the E, bitch. Look.
You are habitual line stuff.
What are you talking about? I didn't make the man gay.
Wow.
He was influential.
He never really came out, so let's not speak on the dead.
So you trying to say he never touched dick before?
I said he never. I don't know what he did in the confines of his own sex dungeon. I don't know.
Exactly.
Ate hamburgers on donuts. He did. I'm serious, he did.
I think that would be good on a glazed donut.
That's why they call it the Luther Burger. Y'all think I'm not making this up?
We so irritated.
I swear to God, I'm not making this up.
Look at your face.
He had an interview with Donnie Simpson when he said that. That one day he was home and he made the burger of all burgers and he went to the bread pan and there was no nothing. There was no buns, no bread, no nothing. All he had was a little thing of donuts. So he put that joint in between the donuts.
In between.
I mean, for him, no pause. I'm just saying. It's, who knows? But all he said it was the and there are places right
for
now
him, though,
that,
huh?
That, it's, hey, for him, you wow. know, I mean, there are burger places that actually have the Luther there Burger is. On the menu.
I mean, I've never heard of it as the Luther Burger, but yeah.
I've never heard of this story at all.
Me neither.
Look it up.
I will.
I don't even want to look that up.
And that's how donut but holes
I can,
were born.
I can honestly see how that can taste good.
No, that's how donut holes got filled.
Yeah. Oh,
Paul.
I'll allow it. Okay, look. We're going to jump out of here real quick. We're going to get set up for this album review, and we're going to get right back with you. Welcome back, Samantha B. Welcome back to the island. So, finally at long last, got a brother in here that we've been trying to hook up with and feature some of his music, get the spotlight on him. And at long last, we were able to track him down and get him on with us. So today we are going to be featuring some music from the homie Romy Rome. Rome, you out there?
Yes, sir.
My man, my man. So first and foremost, tell the people about yourself. Tell them what you're doing. Tell them what you got going on.
Man, just out here trying to get away with this music, man, on something positive. Taking care of the neighborhood like I'm supposed to. You feel me?
I understand, understand. What neighborhood is that, fam?
That's Willow Road, up the street.
My man, all right. So, where can people, other than the tracks that we're going to feature today, where can people go and check your music out?
It's on Spinrilla, on the Isolated TV, and on YouTube on the Isolated TV.
Okay. So I'll get that, and we'll put that in the show notes. So you guys can definitely go on and check that out.
It's Isolated TV.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Cool. All
right. So how long you been doing this?
Since I've been in school, I've been in been like a little band here and there. And I stopped when I stopped the band. I went into the rap. Sing a little bit.
Okay, so when you was in a band, were you frontline or you was an instrument player? What?
Both.
Both? Okay.
Both.
Okay. So what would you describe? Okay, so what would you describe your style? And I don't want you to say it's on the line of any particular artist. What would you describe your style and what you're bringing to this industry?
I'm just being calm and positive with it. And I want to tell a story with it as I'm doing it, too.
What would you say are some of your... What were some of your influences when you decided you were going to make the move from being in the band to doing hip hop, who are you most influenced by?
Fetty Wap.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha, gotcha. Okay. All right, so let's get in. Let's check out. Let's check out the track here. Mama Made It. Talk to us about that track. What moved you to write this one, or what was going on at the time, or what's the point you're trying to get across with this song?
It was 2 years ago on Christmas. Me and the family got together and a few friends, and we all been trying to plan that for a while. It took a long time to get it. So when we got there, we just had a beat, and the song was we was going with, Mama, We Made It. A couple of our moms not here, some of them still here. So we just wanted to know we made it. We got what we was trying to get to. Still not quitting, still pushing forward with better things.
No, man. All right. So we're going to check out that track now, Mama Made It.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Mama.
Yeah.
Country Kane.
What a
lie. Brought me around.
K-Dub.
Q-Man. You know, a lot of people ain't think we was gonna make it a day.
Hell no, man.
It's plenty ways of showing, but we finna show them like.
Mama, I made it, mama, I made it, mama, I made it. This shit drive me crazy, shit drive me crazy, shit drive me crazy. That's why I get faded, why I get faded, why I get faded. I told you I made it, mama, I made it, mama, I made it. Said, mama, I made it, mama, I made it. This shit drive me crazy, this shit drive me crazy.
Faded,
that's why I get faded.
This
shit drive me crazy,
hey,
but mama, I made it.
Mama, yeah, I made it. Yeah, I told you though.
I
thank you, yeah, for believing in me though.
Yeah,
I show you how I go and how I fucking roll. You told me everything that yeah I need to know.
I told you.
They say I wouldn't ever make it to 21.
Hell nah.
I'm 31 and still having fucking fun. In D.C., met some fucking good G's.
Yeah.
Them real niggas show me how to get in the street.
Huh?
They say, gotcha, you would never survive.
Never, never.
But nigga, yeah, I'm here today to tell no lies.
Huh? Yeah.
And Jizzy Jones still doing his fucking thing.
Like,
came from North Carolina, banging up in Southeast.
Fuck the city.
Hold on, nigga, what you know about it?
They don't know.
I had to show you how I had to do about it.
Do about
hey,
it.
Mama, I just want to tell you thank
mama,
you.
I just
cause yeah, you the only one believing me.
You know.
Town endless motherfuckers, how I do it though.
Chilling like,
in the motherfucking basement, show you how I flow.
On
the top
nigga.
Of the dome, nigga, with my nigga roll.
Shoot
it down to shorty, with my nigga country.
Team
DC in this bitch, uptown, don't give a shit.
Like,
I don't give a fuck about your mama or that other bitch.
Cause
that's the type of nigga that you fucking with, cause I don't give a shit.
Uptown.
When I was younger, never, never really asked it. That made me tough, nigga. I ain't give a fuck, nigga. Got them buckets, I'm stuck on these motherfucking suckers. Fuck them cluckers, fuck them hoes, fuck your block, nigga. Uptown fast, nigga. Man, I'm up, nigga. Stay stuntin' on them hoes, they be hatin' like shit. You bitch ass niggas, y'all can eat a fucking dick. Cause now I'm stuntin', making these hoe ass niggas mad. I be laughing at they bitch ass as I ride past in my fucking coupe. Cause you know I love the stunt, though. I don't give a fuck, and I really don't love them hoes.
I remember back in the day when the nigga ain't had
shit. That's
why I feel good to be stunt
like a
bitch.
That's how we get done.
That's how we get done.
Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it.
This
shit drive me crazy.
That's Mama, I made it. Okay.
Who was the feature? Who was on there with you?
Oh shit! Hold on.
Kalani, my man, Uptown.
Okay.
Say that for me again. Paul, that got cut off.
I said that was my man Country Kane from North Carolina, and my man Fats from Uptown.
Okay.
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 So everybody from different hoods.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay. So tell me, where do you? I know this sounds like a cliche question, but like real talk, where do you really see yourself going with this, and where do you see yourself, like, I mean, as soon as next year, like, where do you want to be with this?
In a better place than I am now with it, but I still got work to do, and just like with the songs that I have now, still a little fixing up to be done to it. But I'm still working at it.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a great way to look at it, because, you know, that's one of the things that hinder, you know, people that's young in the game, you know, is the feeling of, you know, I don't have any room for improvement. I'm here, mm-hmm. blah, 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 you know, and that, I think, you know, that really stifles a lot of people, you know, that stifles their growth and their ability to really make it to that national level of recognition, you know?
I think the two things that artists up and coming and young artists at that need to keep in mind is wanting to be open to constructive, right. not even just criticism, but just constructive advice, and also asking their high power, whatever you follow, the power of discernment, when it's someone that's actually got your best interest at heart and giving you some uh-huh. solid advice versus somebody who's just hating and just because it's something that they may not particularly like and pushing that on you. So that's the thing that you have to be open to. Because, I mean, it's a dog-eat-dog type world right here in this right. in this industry. And then right now y'all have the advantage, artists coming out now have the advantage of being heard, y'all have so many platforms that y'all can get y'all music out on. And back in the day, y'all don't have to work as hard as artists previously had to work hard for, because y'all have a lot of avenues and a lot of outlets, social media being the main outlet. Yeah. To get your shit heard. So you have to make sure that what you're putting out, you're not putting out just to put it out, to get out there. Let it be solid. Let it have some content. Let it be a thing where you hear it and you know, okay, I can tweak it a little bit. I'm growing up, and you know, everything doesn't have to be. Go ahead, baby.
That's how I looked at it when we did the Mom, I Made It. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as we did it, it was cool. Everybody liked it. But I'm like, look, we can take a little bit of the cursing out, though, too.
Absolutely.
Make it more clear, more cleaner for someone to want to listen to it.
Absolutely. That's the way that you can go mainstream, you know what I'm saying, where everybody can hear it. You know, and I think uh-huh. that's what artists, a lot of artists feel like, that they have to just have a boatload of curse words. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's so many words out there, it's so much vocabulary out there where you don't have to add a fuck, shit, damn, bitch, whores, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to do all of that. You know what I'm saying? You can relay. You can flex on them with your vocabulary and make them be like, damn. Like I was telling my fam in here about Toby Wigwe. I don't know if you follow him on Instagram or what have you, but he's been Yeah, let me tell you, T-O-B-E. N-W-I-G-W-E. He had a thing that him and his wife did called Twisted Sundays, and he's actually been out there. He just did the Roots Picnic. He did the joint here. What's the joint here that they just did about a few weeks ago?
Oh, down the stadium.
The stadium.
Oh, Broccoli joint.
The Broccoli Fest. He did all that. But I'm telling you, this Bama, he does not have not an ounce of cuss words in his raps, and it's solid. Like, you look at him and be like, damn, this nigga is like magical, like something that the game needed. It's something extremely different, and that's another thing that you want to do. You want to set aside from the norm. You don't want to be categorized. You don't want to be put in a box with, oh, he's like Migos, or he's like the baby, he's like little baby, he's like, you know what I'm saying? You want to have somebody say your name and stand out, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's where the work is now. The work is not so much now getting your music out, it's having to stand out.
Trying to carve your own lane.
Everybody else.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, I had a question for you. So you come from a band background. Do you plan on putting elements of that band background in your music?
Yes, of course. Okay. Always. Okay. I'm working on that now.
Okay. Okay. That's something personal I would love to see. Like, I hear a lot of artists come out of this area, and what I don't hear is, you know, I guess no instruments. You don't hear like the go-go element, which is, you know, a signature sound from this area. And I would love to see at some point somebody start reincorporating that into the music, because there were a lot of artists that weren't from here that incorporated that in our music, and we didn't get the credit for it the way that they did. So.
But you want to know something? And I'm sorry, Romero, I'm just thinking about what Longfingers just said. I think when they tried to put go-go on the map, when they tried to, you know, put DC and go-go on the map, I don't like the studio sound of go-go.
Right.
I need the raw. I need that shit when you go up in that joint, that bounce, that I need that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when you do the whole studio version of it seems watered down. And don't get me wrong, rest in peace, Chuck. It seems like a bust and lose type situation. And I want to stem from that. I want to see the growth of you know what I'm saying, the growth of go-go into what we got going on now. So yeah, I can't wait to hear you make that happen. Make that shit happen, Mo, because I want it. No.
Most definitely will.
All right, so we're gonna get into this next song real quick, so people can get another sample size of what you got going
when
on.
When you get a chance, hit that last part on that Mama I Made It. That's me was gonna come on next.
Okay.
Absolutely, we'll get that on and play that in its entirety. So this next track, What's the Problem? Talk to us about that.
My bad. It was another day, once again, together, making music. I was already working on a few songs, but then my man Country from North Carolina just came up with a beat and just went in. I just followed right up behind him.
Okay.
My man. All right.
So where are you on this song?
Huh?
Where are you on this track? Are you second?
Yeah, I'm at the Country.
Okay.
All right, so let's get into it. What's the problem?
On the hook, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh.
Man, it ain't about none. Do you got a problem? Cause I ain't rockin'. That nigga, he nigga, you know it. I'm off marijuana. Everything for a cousin and my grandmama. So you got them problems, I'ma come and solve it. Now give you buck, I'm buzzing revolvers. I told that nigga, he ain't want it. I knew. Sure ain't want no work with me. I walked up to him, he said, please work with me. Say niggas be deep, so I thought I had him burn 50. And cuss right here, he don't need it, he just want perk with me. Is it because my bands up? Right. Man, what's the problem? Just cause you told her burn it down, yeah, yeah, you know some. A lot of these niggas snakes, man, you better watch them. Don't know why niggas hate, tell me what's the problem. Is it because my bands up? Man, what's the problem? Just because you told her burn it, that don't mean you rob some. A lot of these niggas snakes, man, you better watch them. Don't know why niggas hate, man, what's the problem?
Okay. I definitely hear the party in that song right there.
I hear the band influence in there too. Yeah. I hear those horns.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this. Give me three artists that if you can write your own path that you would love to work with.
Fetty Wap, Yellow Beezy, and I say Lil Baby.
Okay. You want to know something that I hear you with, though? And I don't know if you put this in your rotation, but who I've been listening to, and I've been to tell y'all this too earlier, that's my little guilty pleasure, Roddy Ricch. I love him.
Oh, okay.
Like, that nigga is everything. Yeah. That nigga is fire. Like,
See. Yeah.
You gotta check him out.
Hey, Romy, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Well, which one of the local cats do you listen to the most? Do you listen to a lot of the local cats? Of course, you from D.C., right? What's your, who do you listen to that's from the D.C. area that you kind of, you know, look up to? Or do you just, you know, want to do your own thing?
It's a few people. That's a hard one right there. That hard.
I mean, of course, everybody say, like, you know, like Shy Glizzy and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And, of course, Fat Trail. But, you know, I know there's a couple cats that I've heard from out here that was pretty dope. You know, like Booby. Booby, I like this music. I haven't heard from him in a while.
That was just a good one. I listened to both of them, though. Shy Glizzy and Fat Trail.
Okay, that's what's up. So, yeah, what's your man for North Carolina's name again?
Country.
So does he do the production and he raps with you, or is it kind of?
So my brother actually does it, but we've been in the process of moving, so we ain't been back in the studio about 2 weeks now.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
Getting it back up. I wish you could have had the other two songs.
No
so,
doubt.
So just put out the other two songs that you would like for the listeners to check out.
It's on YouTube at the Isolated TV.
And it's been real.
It's called Get Me. And the second one is called I Was Broken Trying to Get It.
Okay.
Get Me and I Was Broken Trying to Get It. It's two songs that Romy Ron want us to listen to. And we will do that in the studio before we leave today. Too bad we weren't able to play that.
Yeah, we
during the air, yeah.
We got all types of gremlins just been running through this, so we're also in the process of I guess sort of doing a move of such and just trying to figure out what can be torn apart right now and what can't is a little bit difficult, but that's neither here nor there.
You'll definitely hear when you listen to them songs of what I was telling you, how I was trying to make it a little cleaner than have a few songs off.
Absolutely. So, look, I want you to close it out. You got the ear of everybody that's going to be listening to your show. Talk to them and tell them, you know, tell them what's on your chest. Tell them what you want to see here, where you trying to go.
I'm working hard. I'm going to keep working. I ain't quitting. You can go on Facebook. I'm on the Romy Rome. On the YouTube, look us up. Isolated. It's a whole channel. Make sure you follow and subscribe to it.
Instagram.
It's more to come.
You on Instagram too?
Yes, sir.
Spell out Romy wrong so they can know.
R-O-M-E-Y. R-O-M-E.
All right. Same handle for Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff?
All the same.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Check it out.
Okay.
My man. We appreciate you, sir.
Hey, no doubt, man. Appreciate you coming through rocking.
Definitely.
We got about 4 new ones dropping next Friday.
Okay. So do you drop it on the social media sites when you do? Every...
Yes.
Is it certain... Okay.
What about
Spinrilla be the last one we drop it to.
Okay. Spinrilla is the last.
Spinrilla, okay.
They drop it to.
You performing any venues or anything? You want to... promote any of your performances you got coming up or anything like that? Anything good things you got going on?
I won't be able to tell them now. I won't know until Friday when the music come out.
Okay.
But I know it'll be at the club XO Lounge in D.C.
XO Lounge, okay.
And look, let me tell you something. Make sure when you do have anything dropping or any venues you'll be performing at, just hit up Big B and we can put it on... Indeep Show Network, IDS Network, so we can get these people to come out and support you.
Sure will. I appreciate y'all.
No problem.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, y'all. That's the man, Romy Rome. Definitely appreciate you for being patient with us and taking time out to finally get this out there, man. You know, we've been sort of efforting this for the last month and a half or so, and glad we're finally able to link up and get this done.
Absolutely.
So, yes. Looking forward to big things out. You will be in touch.
Whoa.
And God willing.
Hey, make sure I check the tracks out for me.
Yes, sir.
No doubt.
We'll do. All right, chill.
Whoa.
All right. So, it is time.
It's time for you to say pause after you just said you was
going to
big things out of him. Like, I can't let that one slide. Come on, man. You can't.
You got pause on that one.
Yeah, that was
I'm learning this whole pause thing, you know?
You ain't see my phone with my antennas. I jumped out the seat.
Y'all be on it with the pause shit. I thought I was a little... I was trying to catch up.
So, look, we got to run. It's been another great show. Appreciate everyone's time, efforts, and energy, and input. I definitely want everybody to definitely send your feedback into the show. And at least let J-Dub, you know that you appreciate him since he won't be on any further shows.
hey, look, so. It was good while it lasted. A&I podcast. Yeah. Oh, wow, pause, okay. But yeah, you know, the A&I podcast will be starting soon.
Oh, my God. You know what I mean? Terrible.
Well, we got to run, literally. We are so over time. Long fingers. J Dub, the beautiful Miss Drew Baby.
Oh,
thank you so much.
All right.
Again, you want to hit us up? Pause. You can do that at 202-750-1437. Leave your voicemails or what have you, and you can definitely send. Feedback to indeepshow@yahoo.com. We would definitely appreciate the.
And we personally know some of y'all that listen to the show, so we're going to start calling out names next show of people that
exactly.
don't.
Exactly. That we don't see their feedback.
Shots.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep,
I know some people. I ain't going to say your name yet.
Right.
But
yet.
Let me not name. Get any feedback from you from the next show.
Exactly.
It's going to be a problem.
Waiting on that song challenge, people.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
I want both of them.
This fake fighting here.
I want both of them.
So, you man, Big B, we are out of here.
No.